What if kittens played the glockenspiel? What if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rerik, your host, and today I cannot tell you how delighted and excited I am to have my very own niece here in the studio with me for the first time. And her name is Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, Lydia. Thank you so much for coming on my show. In order to get started, what we need is a what if question.
What if airplanes weren't invented and you had to drive to California?
California? I have never heard of such a place, and I love it. So thank you, Lydia, and stick around to help us find out. What if airplanes were never invented and you had to drive to California? Looks like Spooktober isn't over yet. Maybe it is, depending on when you're listening. Once upon a time, there was a talking tree, and her name was Schubert. Schubert was not the tallest tree, nor the shortest. She was not the oldest tree, nor the youngest. But Schubert was a tree with an imagination. And that is something that makes every talking tree very special. The one thing that Schubert wasn't always so fond of was going to karate class, however.
Okay, Schubert. Yeah, you know, it's me, Fred the Dog. In case you were wondering why my voice sounds like this, it's because my tongue's too long for my mouth. It sticks out really far. Anyway, your tree parents, who are non-talking trees across the forest, and you're a talking walking tree that goes wherever you want, but they asked me in tree talk to get you to karate class. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Do you have your karate gi?
Yes.
Okay, do you have your karate belt?
Yeah.
Okay, do you need me to tie it for you?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna just go in your...
You tied your tongue in a knot.
Yeah, I think that's what... Okay, just gonna... Ow! Oh! Okay, that's much better. All right. Oh, man. The only thing I just realized is that karate is all the way across What If World in California. We don't have planes, you know. We have, like, flying weasels and stuff, but you're a little bit too big for a flying weasel. How are we gonna get there?
We could just skip it.
What? Skip karate? You know, if you're gonna quit something, and this is what I love quitting things, but you gotta quit something on a good day. You know, you have to have a good day and really have done everything you could to actually have that good day. And then you're like, you know what? That was good, but it's just not for me. That's when we can quit. No, we don't quit things on a bad day. We don't quit things when we don't feel like it. Although sometimes I do quit things because I'm sleepy.
Freddy?
Schubert, hey! Are you ready for karate?
Yes, but we have to drive there.
I don't have my driver's license, but you're like 7 years old, right? So you can drive, huh?
No.
Listen, I got this car here. You're a pretty medium-sized tree. 7-year-old trees can be pretty tall, so you're gonna fit perfectly inside this car. And
Fredwin Ringo Astaire.
Oh my goodness. She just used my full name.
Are you asking a 7-year-old child to drive a car?
Yeah, why not?
Fair Elise, president of What If Worlds, appeared quite livid. Schubert, do you know how to drive a car?
Nope.
Yeah, but she's 7. In dog years, that's like a full grown-up. All right. What's the emergency? I just used my last teleportation of the week to get here.
Yes, Did you just say your last teleportation, Sprite-O-Right? Sprite-O-Right had come to help, but she'd run out of teleportation magic on the way.
Oh, it's all right. We'll just drive this car. That tree-looking character looks like they could drive big enough to drive a car.
I'm 7.
Oh, 7 years old. Well, in 3 years, that's,
too young to drive.
Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll steer with my tongue, and then one of you works the pedals.
Oh, I suppose that is what we must do. So, Schubert got in the back seat and buckled her seatbelt, ready to finally get going to karate. Now, Lydia, imagine you're driving in a car, and you just saw, yes, good, I see, she's driving, she's actually using her arms to steer the car, yep. So you're driving your car, and you see a sign, and this sign is for something so exciting that you just practically want to drive into it, yes, exactly. What? She's miming crashing a car already. All right, driver's license revoked. Lydia, what was that exciting thing that you just drove your car towards?
A Halloween party.
A Halloween party? What an awesome idea!
Schubert the talking tree saw them struggling and fighting over this car. Fred, I think that I should be the driver and you should work the pedals.
I'm not gonna stick my tongue on those dirty pedals.
Fred, I just saw you eating a stick right out of the dirt.
Yeah, but that was a stick. This is pedal dirt. Totally different.
And then Schubert saw a sign for a massive What If Worldwide Halloween party happening right next door to her karate school. So, Schubert, why don't you try to trick them into steering you to the Halloween party rather than the karate school?
Okay, so to get to karate, you have to turn left.
Huh, left? That's funny, because I thought it was right over there.
Fred, the turn is coming up. Turn the wheel, turn the wheel.
Oh, okay, all right. Huh. This is like the weirdest karate school I've ever seen. There's werewolves, and there's mutant zombies, and there's giants and dragons. And what else is that? What is that over there, Super, that I'm seeing? What's that spooky thing?
That's a Pegasus.
Oh, a Pegasus. So beautiful.
I said Pegasus, like pig, Pegasus.
A Pegasus? That's even better.
And Fred was distracted from the fact that they clearly weren't at a karate school and ran over to the Pegasus.
Oh, Pegasus, please let me fly on you.
Okay.
Whee! This is the greatest day of my life. All right. Well, Schubert, why are we at what appears to be a Halloween party rather than your karate school?
Asked Sprite-O-Right.
I saw a sign.
And now you think you need to be a Halloween person rather than a karate person? Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you have a bad day at karate recently?
Yeah.
Let's find out what happened. We were at Schubert's last karate class. Again, she'd had to drive all the way across What If World. This time, Fred and JF Cat had done most of the driving.
Oh, why are we driving towards that Labor Day cookout?
I don't know. She told me to take a left.
But Schubert had ended up at karate this time.
All right, Schubert, let's see your best kata.
I haven't really been working on katas lately.
Oh, boy. Well, you see, I don't usually teach children, but your normal instructor's sick. If you're not working on katas, maybe just throw some punches and kicks for an hour and, try not to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Ah. Sounds like you had a different instructor that day who didn't really know what class they were teaching and didn't really let you have any fun.
Yeah.
What is the best part of karate for you?
When we usually do the game.
Ooh, a karate game! See, all right. Now that's the day. That's the day. If you play your best karate game, and you have your best instructor there give their best class, and you've tried it for a while, that's the day you might feel that you're finally ready. But we can't quit on the bad days. I mean, unless they're really bad, of course, you know, unless someone's thrown you out the window or something, then you gotta quit, all right?
Do you think we could try out once more and try to have a good day and see if we still feel like it? Or are you all done? Are you a Halloween kid from now on?
I'm a Halloween kid.
And so instead of going to karate class that day, they went to a Halloween party with a Pegasus. And a Pegasus, because, you know, they bumped into one on their flight, and a unicorn, and a werewolf, and a alicorn, and a...
You said flight. Planes are invented.
No! You're right! And with that, the Pegasus, and the alicorn, and the Pegasus, and the flying unicorn, and Fred the dog, who was using their helicopter tongue, suddenly all started to fall out of the sky.
Save up somebody!
You're all much bigger than me. I'm not sure that I can...
I'm all out of teleporting power. We're gonna need someone who can grow out their limbs very wide and catch all these people, perhaps.
Fred, your tongue is long.
Oh, you're right. I'll stretch out my tongue. Not quite long enough. I can only catch half the people. Schubert, you're gonna need to use your karate reflexes to defend all of these people and protect them from the fall.
I have long branches.
Use your long branches, stretch, reach.
And Schubert, with amazing karate reflexes and extra long tree limbs, was able to help Fred catch everyone and prevent them from hurting themselves.
Oh my goodness, Schubert. If it were not for you and the skills that you have trained for, we would have been in dire straits this day.
I might call that a pretty good day of karate. You kind of just used your karate for what it's meant to be used for, to defend others and defend yourself. Now, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're still ready to move on? Or do you want to give it a try another day?
I'm a Halloween person.
Hey, Schubert. Before we go, you don't have any sticks that have, like, fallen off of you by any chance, do you?
Once I broke a bone at my Nana's house, and my Nana's house is right across a street, and there's still one of my sticks there.
Oh, awesome! I mean, wait, no, sorry. I'm really sorry you broke a bone. That was probably a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Mr. Eric's broken several bones, and it was a very unpleasant experience.
Fred?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just gonna go run off and eat your sticks. It's not weird because they're over in the yard. They've been there. That, you know, if no one's called them, I'm just gonna go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Fred.
Oh, wow. Some other tree must have broken a bone here. Thank you, Schubert.
You're welcome.
The end. Lydia, we did it. How do you feel? I got a double thumbs up, which makes me feel amazing. I'm so happy we got to do this. So thank you again for coming on the show.
Garthunkel here to shout out Grayson Owens, age 10. He loves Minecraft, Garthunkel, and being a patron of What If World. Thank you, Grayson.
And then we got a belated birthday shout out to Bo of Maplewood, New Jersey, from his Aunt Kelly. Bo just turned 8 years old. He loves me, Fred the dog, his big sister Fiona, and his little sister Josie. Thank you, Bo, and happy birthday!
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson, for our theme song. And all you kids at home who know that even grown-ups want to quit things on the hard days. But if the good days are enough to keep you going, then you can keep practicing, keep progressing, and until we meet again.
Keep wondering.
Yeah!
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.